Ervin, Perkhes Mishnah Gimel, Anshe Chatzar Anshe Merpesas, Sheshachachu Velo Ervu. If you have a situation where you have a balcony that is shared by people of a, let's say, an apartment building or some kind of a building, and then there's a Chatzar, which are shared by people of other houses, Sheshachachu Velo Ervu, but they didn't make an Erev together, meaning the people in the apartment building, in this case, they made an Erev with each other, and also the people in the Chatzar made an Erev with each other, but they didn't make it together. The people with the Chatzar did not make it together with the people with the balcony. And the balcony is higher up, and there was a ladder, like the Rav explains, from the balcony to the Chatzar. And there should be a picture below. So, Kol Shagavo Asor Tfachim, if in the Chatzar there is something like a pillar that's 10 Tfachim off the ground and is close to this balcony, to this Mirpeses, La Mirpeses. So the top of this pillar is considered belonging to the Mirpeses, meaning the Bnei Mirpeses, since it's 10 Tfachim off the ground and it's close by to the Mirpeses, the use of the top of this pillar is better for the Mirpeses and it's going to be considered theirs. And they're allowed to carry and put things on the top of this, and the people of the Chatzar, even though this pillar is in the Chatzar, but the top of it is higher than 10 Tfachim, they can't use the top. Pachos Mikan, but if it's less than 10 Tfachim off the ground, L'Chatzar. Now, when it says L'Chatzar, it doesn't mean that the Chatzar people can carry. It means even for the Chatzar. Which then means, since the Chatzar people also have Ishtamshus with it, it's also good for them to use. So now you have an area, the top of this pillar, could be easily used by both the people, the Merpesis and the Chatzar. Now that it's shared, it's going to therefore be Usser. That's what it means. L'Chatzar means even for the Chatzar, and therefore it's Usser. Chulis Habor Vahasela. So similarly, in the Chatzar, if you have the edge of a bor, a pit, so around the pit they used to put some type of mechitza, whether it was items, if the items actually were temporary, that people would take them on Shabbos, the Rav explains that that would have actually different halachic ramifications. We'd be concerned that they would be taken. But we're dealing specifically with something that people could not take away, whether it was a permanent fixture around the bor or something that's also to take, vehasela, and also a rock, gavoya masar tfachim. So these things are higher than 10 tfachim, and they obviously, like we just said, they can't be moved. So now it's a real edifice. And anything that's put on top, la merpeses, belongs to the people on the merpeses. Because they, like we just said, are the ones that have the best access to it because it's higher than 10 tvachim. Pachos mikan l'chatzar, but if it's less than 10, it belongs to the chatzar, meaning even to the chatzar, and they're both usser. Unless they make an erev one with each other. Bemet varmamur, when does this apply? Besmucha, this is only when the pillar, this is the way the Rav explains, the pillar is next to the merpeses, avol bimufleges. But if it's far away from the Mirpeses, afilu gavo asar tfachim, even if it's higher than 10 tfachim off the ground, l'chatzar. Again, it means even l'chatzar, meaning since it's 10 tfachim off the ground, but yet it's far away from the Mirpeses, so the Mirpeses people don't have easy access to it. And I guess in a certain way, the people of l'chatzar also don't have such easy access to it. Not sure why. Because it sounds like even if it's less than 10 tfachim, it says even if it's greater than 10 tfachim, it's mashma, even if it's less, l'chatzar means it's asar for both of them. Not sure why it would be usher to Bnei Chatzar, but regardless, it's usher for both of them. Vezu hi smucha, so what does it mean when it's close by to the Mirpeses? Kol shein rechoika arba tfachim. Close means it's not four tfachim away, meaning it's less than four tfachim. But once it's more than four tfachim from the Mirpeses, which is not so far, then it's usher for both of them. We're dealing again with the rock and the boar, and the only way they would be able to use it, the top of it, would be to make an air between them.